And away we go. It's Monday morning, Monday, August the 26th, 2019, 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. You are tuned into The Early Show here on WWGH Radio. And we are going to have a fun morning this morning because we all learned last week that there is some big news coming to Marion. Two locations with the Marion City Schools will be renamed very shortly. One will be renamed Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy, located at 565 Oak Street, the old Oak Street Elementary School, now the home of the Boys and Girls Club, and the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy, located at 1565 Amherst Drive, the old Colonial Acres Elementary School. These will be the district's alternative school sites. Now, here's the importance of this. Not just the fact that we are naming the schools for one of our favorite people here in Marion, but in the history of Marion County, now this includes not only the city schools, but I also believe the county schools, all five districts, there has never been a school named for a woman in Marion County history, and there has never been a school named for a living person in Marion County history. Well, both those things will go out the window very soon here in Marion City. And nobody deserves the honor more than our guest this morning for 2 hours. She's one of our favorite people. And certainly after this announcement, Marion's favorite daughter. 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, what an announcement last week.
Wow.
I know. It's great.
I never, ever thought that would happen.
How did it all come about?
I don't know. It was through the school board, and I was wondering, you know, how much of an argument it was, but they said it wasn't.
No, I don't think there was much of an argument with this at all. When they came to you, what did you think?
I tell you, it took a while for it to soak in. I was trying to, I was in sort of a stressful day when they called, and I had my mind on other things, and I thought, oh my heavens, what on earth? And so then I kept thinking about it, and I thought, boy, is this ever something. So that's how I felt, you know.
It's a tremendous honor from the perspective of being a woman, and it'll only happen one time, the first woman ever to have a school named in Marion County for you. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, it's such an honor that I just never, ever thought that would happen. I said, I've had so many things happen in my life that I didn't think they would, and this is one of them.
Where does this rank in a life of big events?
Well, it's way up there. Yeah, it's way up there.
And also, to have it be the first time, and I believe this is true, that a school has been named for a living person, that you will be able to drive by and see your name out. Nobody's ever had that yeah. Honor.
Yes, right.
Does it seem strange in any way?
Well, yeah, a little bit strange, yeah. Right. I'm sure it will when I first see my name up, but... you know, I keep thinking back when they were trying to find a name for Elgin, and they had, you could submit, you know, a name, and I submitted the name Cameron, taking Greencamp, LaRue, and New Bloomington letters, but I didn't win, you know, somebody else got the win on Elgin, and I kept thinking about, well, I tried to name Elgin, but I didn't make it.
It's very interesting because I believe this is the Marion City Schools' first attempt at an alternative school for middle school kids as well. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the idea of alternative schools to help kids who maybe aren't doing as well?
Well, I think it's terrific. Yeah. I think it's terrific. Don't they call it a STEM school?
I think that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they told me, yeah.
Now, as far as this goes, there will be a board meeting where the official vote will happen, and I think that happens very, very soon.
September 3rd.
September 3rd. Mm-hmm. And you'll be in attendance at that meeting.
Yeah.
And I believe that's an open meeting.
Yes.
If the public would like to come.
Yeah.
Do we know where that meeting is going to be held?
Yeah, at Grant Middle School.
Grant Middle School.
That's where the board meets.
Is there a time on that you
Six
know?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on September the 3rd, so next week. What do you think that night will be like?
I don't know. I said, I've attended quite a few school board meetings because I was on the school board at Elgin, and I said, this ought to be a fun school board meeting.
You know, that's kind of interesting because we've spent a lot of time this year talking about, it's weird how things happen, serendipitously, that this year is the 50th anniversary of your foray into politics.
Yes, into the school board at Elgin.
Into the school board of Elgin.
Yeah.
Could you have imagined 50 years ago, it's really, starting on the school board,
right.
You will now have a school named for you.
Yeah. It's unreal. Yeah.
When you ran for school board, what were the type of things in 1969 that were important at Elgin?
Well, I did not run on anything particular. I just, when I was going door to door, everybody said, well, there should be a woman on the school board. So that was my theme, you know, there should be a woman on the school board. And then people were asking the members of the school board, do you think there should be a woman on the school board? And it was very interesting from that standpoint.
When this was all going on in 1969, what possessed you to run? How did it all come about?
Well, I had a couple of teachers come and want me to run, and I thought about it for a while, and I decided to do it. It was something that really it was hard for me to do, and then each time a man would get in the race, I'd get nervous and think about, well, I don't know. And my husband would say, you don't think you can beat them? And so that was sort of the way it went. And it was quite an experience. I would like to go back and listen to one of my speeches that I gave because I'm sure it was pretty terrible, you know.
When you won the race in 69, first woman, and this was a big deal at the time, what was that night like, your first foray into politics?
Oh, I was so excited. Yeah, there's nothing like a win, you know, whatever.
Was it a close race back in 69?
No, it wasn't that close. There were three of us running, and I was way ahead.
When you first became a member of the school board, was it hard to learn what went on there and how things were done?
Well, you had to be careful, you know, you had to listen and learn. You didn't want to come out of the box crashing out of the box.
What would you say was the biggest thing that was done during your time on the Elgin school board?
Well, there was a lot of things. There was a lot of, there was a lot of different reading programs that were introduced, and I think back, and I think maybe there were too many. I think they were too fast and furious because I think it was too hard for the teachers to keep changing, you know. And, there was also decisions on schools and that were hard decisions, you know. You had to really think about things and think about why you would want to go that direction. It wasn't easy being on a school board. I think about that many times.
When you got on the school board, you were the only woman at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Did the men treat you okay?
Yeah, they were very nice, yeah. First of all, they were nice people that were on the board, and that's important.
How long were you on the Elgin School Board?
Just one term.
Just one term.
Mm-hmm. 4 years, yeah.
After you had gotten there and done the term, What about that sort of life, the political world, appealed to you?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
I had gotten in, although it isn't supposed to be political, but it is. I really got into it from there. Yeah.
What did you like about it so much?
I don't know. It just appealed to me. It was fascinating. I was just really, I was always very interested in politics, and this just seemed to fit into what I wanted to do.
If you had not run for Elgin School Board, what do you think you would have done?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Did you have any other big interests in life?
Yes, I was teaching swimming for the Red Cross. I was doing a lot for that, and I enjoyed that too.
Prior to being on the Elgin School Board, how was your life going at that point? What kind of things were you doing? You were doing things with the Red Cross?
Yes. I'm trying to think back. What else was I doing? I was raising a family. That was full time right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it important to you to have a family, a pretty good sized family?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I had... I had four daughters, and I was trying to think if they were in different schools at that point. There was a time when they were in three different schools, and it takes a lot of picking up and taking them to school to different things to keep track of everything that way. And I was very involved in the school otherwise too.
There were there was a lot of talk in the country in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and to some degree it even still goes on today, and I don't know why it's with women, but can women juggle it all? Can they juggle work?
Yeah.
Can they juggle the kids?
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that?
Well, I did. I think women do a good job at that. They have the... opportunity that if they want to do things, they have to be able to, and most people want to do things and be active. I think it's important for your life to be involved.
Are you still surprised that here we are approaching the 100th anniversary of women having the right to vote, and we still treat women differently?
Mm-hmm.
The pay is different
mm-hmm.
than a man. When women run for office, it's different. They're treated differently, critiqued on their clothes and hair in a way that men are not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still, can you imagine that we still are there in society?
I know, it's a slow process. It seems like it just kind of drags along. But I think we are making progress, but it's not there, that's for sure.
Do you see anybody this time who could be president who is a female, that this legitimately could happen as of this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got great women running. I think they're tremendous.
Do you think there's a good chance that the Democratic nominee will be a woman this time?
Well, I don't know. You hear people say, do you think a woman could be president? You still hear that statement. And I'm always kind of shocked at that. But I think there's a couple of women that could, well, probably even more than a couple of those running. There's I think about three that I would say are totally able to be president.
It's interesting when these two schools will be named for you and the signs will go up. Your parents lived around here.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up around here. What would they have thought of this?
Oh, my goodness. My dad would have been so excited. And then I go back to my grandpa. He would have been really excited, too.
Did they get to see your foray into politics?
No. My mother didn't see me have a... Well, she saw me lose for the clerk of court's race, and that was it. And so they never got to see the wins, you know. They saw the win for, my mother saw the win for school board, but no, it, they weren't around, but I know they would have really been excited.
Absolutely. Would you say you were more like your mother or your father?
My father, yeah.
In what way?
Well, my father was very active in everything, and my mother was just a wonderful homemaker, and she didn't get involved in things to the point that that I do, you know. She was a wonderful person, and she was very quiet, and my dad was always out and about and doing everything.
What kind of student were you when you were in school?
Well, I wasn't the best student in the world, that's for sure. I could have done better, but I did all right, you know.
Did you play on any sports or extra activities?
Well, I tried to play basketball, but I wasn't tall enough. And, well, I was in the acting club. What was it called? The
drama?
Yeah, the drama club, but it had a name. I can't think what it was. I was treasurer of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you decide to run for treasurer of Marion County?
I wanted to run again for clerk of courts when it was coming up, and they wanted me to run for treasurer instead, and it was the 1976 election when I ran for treasurer. And it was a interesting race because I had announced and Ralph Wagner had said he wasn't going to run, and he decided to run, and then they talked him out of it. And I was running against there was two Republicans running and in their primary, and so it was kind of a fascinating race if you go back and look at it.
How do you think you won that race? After coming off the loss of the clerk of courts,
mm-hmm.
What about that race was different? What did you learn that you did differently?
Well, I had ran the License Bureau, and I got my name known, and I did a good job at the License Bureau, and that's what caused me to win. You had to get your name out there. I didn't have my name out there for the clerk of courts race, and I said all I did was explain what the clerk of courts did. You had to explain it to everybody, you know. I said then when I ran for treasurer, it was so much easier because everybody knew what the treasurer did. I didn't have to explain it. And I ran against a man that had a frozen food place where he packaged meat and so forth. And he was 64, I think, when he ran. And he fell and broke his hip during the campaign. He fell off the ladder when he was getting ready for one of his fundraisers, and so anyway, that's sort of what happened during that race.
We're heading into local elections coming up here in November. What was a local Marion County election like in 1976?
Well, you know, when you went from running for school board, which is just one school district, then you're running for the whole county. I was organized. I had a committee, people that represented labor and farming and women and business and organizations, different organizations. And so I felt I was very organized, and we worked hard at it. You know, you learn. It's a learning process in politics. you learn what you have to do, but every time you run, it's different. I mean, the national situation, it could be different, and the state situation, there could be things that will affect your race that you can't predict and that have a big effect on your race in a local situation.
1976, the country was coming not too far off of Watergate, Vietnam, mm-hmm. the first unelected president in Gerry Ford. Do you think that helped you in a way that the Republican Party nationally was going through so much trouble?
I don't know. We had a very good organization here in Marion County for the Democratic Party, and I think that was very important. I don't think the national had that much effect on this particular situation.
Would you say in 76 that Marion County was more Republican or Democrat?
Well, I think they were more Republican at that point. It was a very Republican county, and it seemed like it wasn't easy, you know.
How do you convince a Republican to vote for you?
Well, you tell them what you want to do. You have your campaign information. It's a lot in meeting people. You try to meet as many people as you can. I went to all the little towns and everything. I was in all the parades, and I went door to door. Somebody told me I shouldn't go door to door on Sunday because that wasn't a good idea. But I said, well, that's about the only time I've got to go. you just work as hard at it as you can, because you know, I said, if I don't win this one, I'm not running again. So I had made up my mind I was going to win or quit. Yeah.
That's interesting, because there had only been one loss, ever only ended up being one loss in your political career, the clerk of courts race. Mm-hmm. Did you think you would win that race?
Clerk of courts?
Yeah.
I thought I would when I started out, but I knew it was going to be tough because she was very established. I don't think I did a good job of campaigning in that race. I was still learning how to campaign, and it just takes some, well, you got to get your name out there, and I didn't have my name out there.
What would you do differently now if you could go run that race again?
Well, I would get better organized with a committee. I didn't have a committee. I didn't spend much money. That was another thing. I think those are the two things that probably would make a big difference.
Most of us cannot know what this is like, and we'll look at it from both ways here. But it's election night the year you ran for clerk of courts, and it doesn't come down in your way.
Yeah, right.
What's that like in your house
It's not much fun. I was just kind of destroyed, and I remember trying to tell my daughter, my youngest daughter, she was, I think, in kindergarten, that I'd lost, and I was just so broken up about it, and it took me a while to get over it, really.
It's interesting because people face all kinds of adversity in their life. Mm-hmm. But I have heard this so many times from a lot of people in the political world, that the day after the election is an awful day if you don't win.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, mm-hmm. everybody wants to talk to you. Mm-hmm. You're out with your signs are everywhere. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get out of that unhappy time?
Well, you just have to let time take care of it, because it's a slow process getting over it. You're so destroyed by it, and I wasn't much fun to live with, I know.
And the other side, the happier side, 1976, you win,
yes.
Marion County Treasurer.
Yes.
Do you remember where you were that night?
I was in my house. I had a big party in my house. It's such a big party. I had a turkey in my microwave, and I couldn't get to it because there was so many people. And I could see from where I was that the turkey needed to be looked at.
Oh, that's fun. Well, when the results came in that you had won, what's that moment like?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. There's nothing like it.
I can't imagine. You know, it's interesting because it's the only job in the world, a political job, where it doesn't really matter how good or bad you do.
Uh-huh.
You're up for negotiation every four or two years.
Yeah.
Is that difficult?
Yes.
To live that way?
Yes. Well, you know, when you run for the second term, you're defending everything you've done in your first term or whatever they can dig up that they they think is stuff that they can throw at you. And so, yeah, it's you're kind of on edge, you know. You never know what's going to come next, and usually you're really on edge around the end of October because that's when the best stuff is thrown at you.
Was there anything particularly in that first race for treasurer that was thrown at you that you just look back on and think, gee whiz, why did they do that?
You mean for county treasurer or state treasurer?
Yeah, county.
They said things about me, but nothing bad. Yeah.
What was the job of Marion County Treasurer in 1976?
What do you mean?
What kind of things were you responsible for?
Well, I was responsible for all the people's money when they paid their taxes and collecting the other taxes that I collected, too. It's a big responsibility taking care of other people's money. And when that goes wrong, you know, that really upsets people when their money is something happens in that situation.
You know, we've talked about a lot of things, and I don't think we've ever talked about this, and you'd be a good person to have a take on this, because recently here in Marion, we've had a different take on how we're going to collect property taxes. What's your feeling on that? That we seemingly did get behind here in Marion to some degree, and now they are filing some charges against some people and putting some liens. Do you think a more aggressive approach is good? How was it when you were there?
Well, I'll tell you what this situation is. It's probably from the 2008 situation with the economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did not have that situation when I was in office. Things went pretty smoothly. I remember cleaning up 2-cent bills and 5-cent bills, and you know, you had a lot of crazy things on the books that you wanted to get off of there, and people were coming in and paying, you know, a little bit of money for something and thinking this is kind of crazy, but you just wanted to get rid of it and get things cleaned up. But otherwise, things went very well. But then, you know, I had an embezzlement. And one of my employees started collecting money for herself, and and the way we found out about it was when the tax bills went out, people saw they had a delinquency on their tax bill, and that was probably the worst thing I ever had happen, and. So then they did a polygraph on the employees, and it was all solved, and it was less than less than $2,000 that was involved. So then I run for state treasurer, and I'm running. The woman who had been state treasurer had a $1.3 million embezzlement. So I had to say right away, I know about the embezzlement. I know how to solve it because I know what to look for because I've just had one, you know. So I started out in my campaign for state treasurer talking about that I knew what to look for in an embezzlement. Yeah, so.
That's interesting, because that first embezzlement happened here in Marion. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of your employees.
Yes, right.
Did you have an idea who it was before?
No, I didn't. But the man doing the polygraph said he knew right away because of the questions she asked before the polygraph. He said, I knew right away it was her. And, yeah, it was amazing.
When you work in an office, you become friendly with people. You're their boss. Mm-hmm. What's it like to have that happen to somebody you work with?
Oh, it's destroyed. It's terrible. Really, I was just so upset about it. And I thought, well, this is all they'll remember me by, is this embezzlement, you know. But it wasn't. They're not remembering it probably at all till I bring it up on your radio show.
It's just a stone along the road now.
Right.
It's interesting because 1976 is a little while ago. Working downtown, what was it like to work? Was your office in the county building at that point?
No, I was in the courthouse.
Courthouse.
Second floor courthouse. They got boxes in there now.
In your old office?
Yes.
Really?
It was a beautiful office. Now they got boxes stored in it.
What was it like to work in the courthouse in Marion County in 1976?
It was terrific. It was active. Everything was buzzing. I had the probate was right across the hall. I had the all the maps and everything were... or the records were, I'm trying to think what the other office was on the other corner. right now I can't say it. Joanne Schmidt was the head of it. Not at that time. There was a different lady, the head of it. Well, anyway, I'm having a memory situation right now. But I really liked working in the courthouse. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people run for school board, a lot of people run for local office, but not a lot of people from Marion County run for state office.
Yeah, that's what they told me when I was running. They said, you know, it's going to be hard for you to win running from Marion. You have to be from Cleveland or Columbus or Cincinnati to win a state office.
So how did that come about? That would have been 1980? Or was it?
It was 82.
82. How did that all come about?
Well, I was asked by the state treasurer to run. I had evidently caught her attention, and she wanted me to run. She said, I can't run and win. I can't raise $750,000 to win, and that's what it's going to take. And, you know, now it takes over $1 million, yeah. But anyway... So she said, well, say you're running for, you don't know you're running for Secretary of State or Treasurer of State, because she said, I've still got to make up my mind. Well, it took her a long time to make up her mind, and I was hanging out there. And then finally she decided not to run, so it went from there.
You were living in Marion at that point, working mm-hmm. in Marion. Mm-hmm. Family was based in Marion. That's a big decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a big decision. In fact, we moved from where we lived on Prospect Upper over to Newman Cardington, because it took about 20 minutes off of my drive to Columbus. And... yeah, it was a lot of change in my life.
When you decided you were going to run for state office, and as you said, people were saying you can't win, you got to be from these other places. Mm-hmm. You did win. How did you do it?
Well, I ran against six men. They were all from different types of political office, and how I won. You know, I don't know. I just campaigned really hard, and I went to everything I could go to. A lot of them didn't do that. I know that. I did black radio. Nobody else did black radio, and they never forgot either. And I remember going out to Whirlpool. Now, I'm from Marion, and everybody else was from other parts of the state. There was somebody from Ashtabula County. There was somebody from Cleveland, a former judge, federal judge. There was a state senator from Akron area. There was a prosecuting attorney from Dayton, and there was a real estate man from Cincinnati. He didn't go to hardly anything. He had an Irish name. You know, there's a lot of Irish in Ohio, and that was a big plus. The fact that my name was Mary Ellen was a plus in Cleveland because it sounded like Cleveland. And then Withrow, there was a Withrow High School in Cincinnati. And so, you know, all of these things, these are all factors.
Yeah.
as strange as it sounds, it all has an effect. And so when you're running and you're the only woman up there and your name is Withrow and you're the last one because it starts with W, and so, it's a real struggle.
Yep. This is 1982. This is before internet, before email, before all of that. When you're running for a state office, how many hours are you putting in a day?
A lot. Yeah. Depends on the day, but a statewide race is just consuming. I mean, you're just consumed by it. You've got to be in Youngstown. You got to be in Greenville or wherever, and the person helping you wants you to be someplace else, and you argue over that. You know, that's the way it goes.
How big was your campaign operation when you ran for state office?
Well, it started out, it wasn't very big, and then I had the guy from the former treasurer, state treasurer, was helping me, and he was started out okay. Then he wouldn't show up, and he to drive me somewhere, and I'd have to drive myself. So I fired him the day before the primary, and he told me, he said, "You're not going to win." He said. And I said, well, if I come in second all over the state, I'll win. And I didn't come in second all over the state, but I won. And and then there was a lawsuit. He was trying to charge, his wife was trying to charge me for doing work for me, which I refused to pay because it wasn't in the contract. We had quite a time over all that. In fact, I saved all that. I've got it in a drawer at home where I just have to look at it once in a while, just kind of chuckle, you know.
You know, at the time, when somebody is suing you like that, that's not a pleasant time,
no.
I would think.
but I had won, so they were at a disadvantage. And then their lawyer told me a few years later, he said, I didn't know what they were like when I worked for them. He said.
So kind of a sour grapes
deal,
unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
1982, election night comes around. After all this fol-de-rol with this gentleman who had sued you at one point, who had worked for you at one point, being told there's no way you can win, being a woman in the race, did you have a big party that night? Was there some? Where were you when you found out?
I was in Columbus at the hotel there in downtown Columbus, and it was very close. But they knew I was going to win before the election, but they hadn't told me. I mean, my people knew, and I remember. You know, I ran against Buck Reinhardt, and he was on the floor above me. He was having his party up on the floor above me, and my daughters went up and looked at him, went up to see what he looked like.
Now, Buck has since left us.
Yes.
But he ended up going on to be mayor of Columbus.
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
Was he a tough opponent?
Yes, very tough. Well, Columbus is a big city. Marion is not a big city. And, you know, he wanted to debate me, and I decided not to debate him, and so he went ahead with the debate anyway, and then the Columbus Dispatch the next day said he debated himself and lost.
Mm.
Yeah, and he had given out some wrong information. He was a very aggressive man. He was a big name, and you know, I was up against a big name in the general.
Now, in that particular election, when it is for state office, was there anything that they threw at you at that time that was not pleasant to hear?
Well, yes, they nothing that I'm trying to remember. It seemed like it was fairly smooth, but of course there's always stuff. But right now I can't think of anything. Nothing that I can bring up. Yeah, that I can think of. So,
when you were running for office, Marion County and state treasurer, did you keep things like newspaper clippings?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've got a lot.
And is there any that stick out in your mind from those clippings?
No. not really.
I don't know. We'll pass that one. And
right.
We'll move on.
Right.
In that time, is it difficult when people are writing about you? Is when you get that much attention?
Yes. Well, you know, when they say things that aren't correct, and you try to correct it, and you can't get it corrected, that's very disturbing. And you have that. It's worse when you run for re-election because they've got your record and they're saying things about your record, and you try to correct it, and it just doesn't get corrected.
When you were running for state office, how did you feel? At that time, the Marion Star was still a very strong paper.
Yeah.
How did you feel you were treated by your hometown paper?
Well, they were very supportive. Yeah, they were very good.
Were there a lot of endorsements in those days from people in places?
Oh, yeah. The newspaper endorsements, and oh yes, that was another facet. You had to have the union endorsements, you had to have the newspaper endorsements, you had to have people endorse you that were important, and yeah, that was a big deal.
What would you say when you would go speak to unions that would get them in your camp?
Well, yes, I had no trouble, but then there was one union. They didn't normally support in the treasurer's race, but they did in my race because they didn't want Buck Reinhardt to be governor, because that's what he had announced for, and he dropped back to treasurer, so they knew he was going to run for governor in the future. So they were supporting me, and they had not supported in the past in the state treasurer's race. And there was one union that wasn't going to support me, and they weren't going to support him either. But I went to see the main person, and I said, "How many women are in your union?" He said, 54%. I said, "How are they going to feel if you don't support the only woman on the ticket?" And I got their support. I tried to get all the guns behind me that I could.
And we do need to make a note here before we come up on our little break, and we'll come back with more Mary Ellen after our 15-minute break here. But there is going to be an open house at Primrose at Mary Ellen's Museum, August 31st, coming up this Sunday from 2 to...
Saturday.
Is that Saturday? Uh-huh. Saturday. This coming Saturday, and it's a good time, Labor Day weekend, 2 to 4 p.m., 1550 Wellness Drive is the address out at Primrose, just past the YMCA. Mary Ellen will be there taking questions and meeting and greeting with people. And don't forget, coming to Marion very soon, the Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy and the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy. How about that? Only schools in Marion County history named for a woman and a living person. That is a piece of history, and we're going to come back and talk more history with Mary Ellen Withrow after this short but important break here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Stay tuned, back in just a minute. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary in the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll. And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this, people that I talk to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds.